This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistani authorities say at least 51 people were killed and more than 100 others injured in a train collision in southern Sindh province on Monday. Pakistani authorities say an express train barreled into another that had derailed in Pakistan, killing at least 40 people. Later in the day, heavy machinery arrived to cut open some cars in the hopes of rescuing several people still believed to be trapped. The U.S. Biden administration is expected to announce new measures to fight smuggling and trafficking on Monday. The administration also hopes to announce additional anti-corruption efforts. This comes along with Kamala Harris visiting Guatemala and Mexico on her first foreign trip as vice president. Harris had been tasked by President Joe Biden with addressing the root causes of the spike in migration to the U.S.-Mexico border. The Supreme Court could announce as soon as today whether it will hear a case involving the Military Selective Services Act, which requires men to register for the draft. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has this report.
Justices are being asked to decide whether it's sex discrimination for the government to require only men to register for the draft when they turn 18. The registration requirement is one of the few remaining instances in which federal law treats men and women differently. The director of the American Civil Liberties Union's Women's Rights Project, Rhea Tabak-Omar, says it sends a harmful message that women are less fit than men to serve the country and that men are less fit than women to stay at home as caregivers. Mike Hemp in Washington.
For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. France's anti-competition watchdog has decided to fine Google €220 million for abusing its dominant position in the complex business of online advertising. This is VOA News. The Postmaster General may be the closest thing to former President Trump left in the nation's capital, but there's little President Biden can do about it. AP correspondent Julie Walker has this report.
As Louis DeJoy approaches his first anniversary, he's under mounting pressure to resign, criticized by both parties for postal service slowed up. Democrats are particularly worried what he's doing affects mail-in voting. Plus, he's facing potential legal troubles and an investigation by the Justice Department. Back in February, he had this to say to Congress during a hearing.
Get used to me.
Democratic Representative Carolyn Maloney says he would not be in his job if he worked for any other company. DeJoy is not appointee and can only be removed by a vote of the Postal Service's governing board, which is bipartisan. Meanwhile, Congress may forge ahead with post office changes with DeJoy still in charge. I'm Julie Walker.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's party and its allies appear likely they will maintain their majority of Mexico's lower chamber of commerce. But initial election results show they fell short of a supermajority as some voters boosted the struggling opposition. Electoral authorities released quick count results for the lower chamber of the Congress. Obrador's Morena party will have to rely on votes from its allies in the Workers' Party and Green Party, but together they should be able to control the 500-seat Chamber of Deputies as of late Sunday. Haitians rejoiced when President Biden's administration recently extended protections for those living in the United States, but it does not apply to Haitians who still hope to make it to the country. Many are calling Mexican border cities home as they face increasing repatriation flights by the U.S. and bleak prospects for finding protections outside their homeland. Haiti faces political and humanitarian crises following a devastating 2010 earthquake. Some Haitians have recently moved from Tijuana to Ciudad Juarez, driven by job prospects, hopes of less racial discrimination, and a temptation to cross what they perceive to be less guarded stretches of the border. Western military experts are assessing whether an autonomous drone operated by artificial intelligence killed people in Libya last year. The instance would have been the first time without a human controller directing the drone remotely to do so. A report by the United Nations panel of experts issued last week has prompted a frenetic debate among Western security officials and analysts. The report concluded an advanced drone deployed in Libya hunted down and remotely engaged soldiers fighting for Libyan General Khalifa Haftar. Once again, for more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.